Hi everybody, Matt here. That doesn't narrow it down. Matt Gourley. Before this episode begins, here's all the information you need to know to get Stitcher Premium for 1 month free using promo code BOND, so that when we come back and you'll hear all about it in this episode, you won't miss a thing. StitcherPremium.com, James Bonding for 1 month free. Use promo code BOND. It's early in the morning and my voice is deep. Mr. Bond.
Matt, James Bonding Podcast. Oh boy, Matt, we, if only for a moment, are back in action.
And it's good to be back in action. Consider this one of your James Bonding shorts, which is a thing franchises now do for some reason.
That's right. It's a mission briefing express.
This is express mail all the way in from the Turkish bazaar. What?
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's an exotic Eastern gift. Look, the reason we're back is for a couple of reasons. First, things got bad with the
We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah. Well, no, we're fine. But with the the artistic differences of Danny Boyle and the producers and Daniel Craig, and then Boyle and Hodge left the production.
It's really been a. Everything you don't want to hear going into the production of a James Bond movie is everything we have been hearing.
And then that's when Matt and I went into a deep depression.
Yeah.
We weren't talking to our wives.
Nope.
We turned out all the lights.
We grew our fingernails real long, and we all had Kleenex feet. But, you know, we just put the... That was our shoes, guys. It wasn't the nicest thing in the world, but... Turns out that fog lifted when we heard follow-up news...
Yeah, and I don't know about you, Matt, but that fog not only lifted, it lifted into a brand new sunshiny day that I haven't felt this good about a Bond director since, I think, ever.
Well, you know, I was happy to find out when the fog officially lifted that there was no Blofeld impersonating us running our podcast.
Right.
We were able to finally go back down to the strip. Look, this is, I won't call it the most exciting news, because honestly, the Sam Mendes thing for me was probably more exciting, because I was a fan of Sam Mendes's previous work, and the new director's work, while I understand that it is a quality, I didn't watch it.
Well, I'll tell you this, it's Cary Joji Fukunaga. And I have only seen one of his things.
Oh, okay.
But I love it so much, and I know that his body of work is so varied. He's so versatile and so capable. It's True Detective Season 1 we're talking about here. That, to me, is one of the finest TV show, film, whatever, all of it, ever made.
Wow, that's high praise,
that
man.
First season... I just have rarely loved something as much as that.
It's very, very promising to hear from you. Look, he's one of these auteur types, and that's always the worry when you get someone with too strong a vision into a James Bond franchise or a Bond-like franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want an Edgar Wright Ant-Man situation on our hands.
No.
I would like a finished movie at the release date promised.
I agree. Now, this is also the first American director ever to helm a Bond movie, save for our dear friend Irvin Kershner on Never Say Never Again.
King of the Kershes.
The only
one. it's going... Here's the other thing, too. The most handsome director ever.
Was it you that said, can a director be more handsome than James Bond?
I don't know. And we're going to find out in theaters.
Yeah.
But quite frankly... This man, when I saw him at the Emmys, I was like,
he's
goodness.
Gorgeous.
He should be James Bond.
I know.
What if he replaces Daniel Craig and puts himself in?
Maybe that's his plan.
Look, it's the production's, when is it starting, Matt?
It is starting, I think,
because it was supposed to roll in January.
It was supposed to roll in December.
Oh, okay.
What was to be a 2019 November release is now pushed back to Valentine's Day of 2020, which today I said, hey, you know what we're doing on Valentine's Day in 2020.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Should we tell our wives?
Well, this is when I told my wife. And she goes, I got no problem with that. I like these movies too. And I sometimes forget because I'm forcing so much of it down our household's throat.
Sure.
That
yeah.
It's
kind of overwhelming at some point.
It is something that actually my wife does enjoy.
Look, I get it. But at the end of the day, if we need to celebrate Valentine's Day with our wives the day after or before, and you and I have a special day together.
That's true. Or should we do a, like, couples Valentine's Day?
Oh, book a nice cushy theater.
Yeah. Because I'd like to think there'd be some way for us to get a little bit of an early release screening
Well,
we did for Spectre.
I will have my wife's tentacles out.
Please.
She's connected.
Spectacles.
She got us into a early Spectre.
Yep.
Which you know, was magical, and I forgot she was there. That's how magical it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, you did. I did.
I only had eyes for you, Matt.
Thank you.
I only had eyes for you and Daniel Craig for what was to be a movie we tricked ourselves into loving for many, many weeks.
Yeah, it's true. But not this time.
Only recently have we discovered it's not a good
movie. I'll tell you what, this movie, I won't make that mistake. I will trick myself into loving it for years.
Look, there's also some leakages out. I'm going to say that Jeffrey Wright may be confirmed to return.
Wait, are you talking about the interview with Jeffrey Wright? He was just saying he was available.
Look, and I'm talking about the headline from this morning.
I didn't
probably
see that.
Just is the thing. I'm pleased it's back on track. Maybe this is the thing you read?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't really say he's coming back. I think he says he has the secret line is open if they want to call. I just watched Hold the Dark last night, that Netflix original movie by Jeremy Saulnier, who I think was actually...
I'm sorry, are you talking about the Spider-Man musical?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm talking about the director who did Blue Ruin and Green Room, and I believe at one time was even rumored for James Bond, but then, interestingly enough, ended up helming True Detective Season 3 before he left that.
Oh my God, why are people leaving projects?
I don't know, but I'm...
And I also, stay on projects.
Cary Fukunaga left IT. He was the original director on IT.
Left IT. I really didn't know what you were saying there, and then you finally said that. Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to talk to my inside sources involved with IT.
You have inside sources on
IT? I sure do. David Katzenberg, who was a producer on IT and is now doing the new Child's Play, is also an in-house director on the Goldbergs and the spinoff Schooled.
Ask.
I will. By the way,
check out the Goldbergs and its spinoff School.
Goldbergs is back on the air right now. Guys, we just had our 16 Candles episode on Wednesday. What a hoot. Tune in for the Zuko episode. I don't know when we're posting this, so by the time you hear this, who knows what's
happening.
Well,
I think we'll...
Wednesday's at 8.
Try to get
ABC.
This out Tuesday.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, why not?
Then tune in for...
Yeah.
If you're a Philadelphia area... what is the episode airing? No, it's the Zuko'd. You Got Zuko'd is the name of the episode.
That's pretty funny.
It's gonna be a good time.
The point is,
nope, no points here.
The conclusion I'm coming to is that I'm thrilled, and I didn't see it coming. Nobody saw it coming, because what we had heard is they went back to their original shortlist with Jan Demange and
wasn't Alfonso Cuarón on there at some point?
I don't believe so.
Oh, I'd like him to do one.
Yeah, I could handle that.
But look, I'm worried, guys. I'm worried about the situation when you bring in someone who is a strong creative vision to a franchise that doesn't like strong creative vision, likes strong vision that fit square peg, square hole situation.
Well, Sam Mendes did it. He figured it out. They worked with him twice.
He figured it out once.
Right, well, right.
Tried to figure it out a second time.
It's really just, I don't think you can count Mark Forster, even though he's an auteur director, because of the circumstances of Skyfall. And so that leaves you with just Danny Boyle leaving.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Danny Boyle. Maybe he's an asshole.
I don't know. I'm really concerned about the whole... I'm concerned about the whole thing. And I'm luckily, there are no writers' contract strikes on the horizon, so they'll have a script going into it.
Are you at least consoled by the fact that they pushed back filming a little bit, so now they're going to have a little time to probably get a good script?
Yes.
That's reassuring.
Yes, yeah. That is very reassuring. Matt, I'm scared.
But you know what, Matt?
I'm scared but happy.
We're going to get through this together. You can be scared. I got your back. There'll be times I'll be scared, and I know you got my back.
Of course. That's what we do here.
Have you seen True Detective Season 1?
I have not.
Okay.
Is this the thing I have to do now?
You have to watch that.
Or should we do True Detectiving?
Oh, yes.
Like, should we, like...
Because I'm the only person alive that loves season two.
Oh, you do? That was reviled by everyone.
I love it.
Except for you, apparently.
There's a couple... I have, since I've, you know, been brave enough to tell my truth about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have come out of the woodwork and said, like, I like it too. I like it too.
Embrace your truth, Matt. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know, it's the more breakdowns of The Last Jedi that I find myself watching, the more I'm finding myself doubting my original opinion of the film, which was that I really liked it.
Oh.
It's interesting.
Unfortunately, my assessment of it has not changed, but I watched Solo again and liked it just as much.
Haven't seen it yet. Mm. Have not seen it.
I'd say give True Detective a run before Solo, but...
You sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I mean, if you're talking about what's better, I guess, then are you sure?
I'm positive. Deadly positive.
Speaking of things happening in January.
Yes. This is also a partial announcement.
It is a partial announcement.
Part director update, part James Bonding announcement.
We are just looking to have a fully recharged battery with a fully integrated network of things to talk about, which means... If there's nothing happening on the movie front, we didn't want to like waste your time dilly-dallying.
The movie got pushed back. We're going to push back James Bonding just
till
a
January.
Month, really. Yeah. It's from November, but we didn't have a date in November, and I knew that it was going to be a late November start. So we're relaunching James Bonding January 7th.
That's the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Great. So January 7th, be ready for your James Bonding. What does our release schedule look like for everybody?
I'll tell you.
Stitcher Premium members will have it weekly, right?
Well, they'll have it weekly, and non-members will have it
every other
week. Yeah. So starting on the 7th, there'll be a free episode. And then the week after that, there will be a Stitcher Premium episode. And then the week after that, free episode and so on and so on. So... There have been a couple of little irascible people that have gone like, this makes me irrevocably mad was one quote, that you haven't done a podcast in a while and that they're going to be paid. But I hope that people understand that this is a way for us to keep doing the show, because literally it's not like we're in it for the money, but I'm not joking. We've literally had to, in order to keep doing it, say I can't do this other type of work or something. It's been different for both of us.
Yeah.
But this is a way to justify doing that. But it was really important for us to keep at the very least half of it free. You don't have to pay a thing. And just for those diehards that you like it, there's something extra for you there that helps keep us do it. And hopefully that you guys understand that that's something for everybody.
And to be fully, I would like to be fully transparent with our audience, whom we love. They offered us more money to go fully pay behind the wall.
Absolutely.
And we said no.
Yes.
So just when you think that it's us being greedy, I just want you to know that it's us wanting to keep this fresh and also wanting to make sure that those of you who are listening to us on your podcatchers, etc., are taken care of, because you're the people that brought us here.
Yeah. And even though we took a few months to recharge, I already feel recharged. I'm glad we got back to it today, and I'm looking forward to get back into it in January.
You know, I'm excited because I think that this will finally give us the opportunity to really do some Indiana Jonesing.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't forget Star Warsing, which we have promised.
Maybe some Ethan hunting.
Oh, my God. Guys, the possibilities are three. I'm just happy that we're going to be back. And as I always have said, that barring the podcast with my wife, that is literally something we do in our house and I walk 4 feet for. This is always the easiest podcast for me to do.
It is for me too, because I only walk 4 feet. But I'll tell you what, it's also a lovely time. I look forward to it because we often do it like on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So it has this just relaxed, fun vibe talking about our favorite subject with our favorite people. And that's you, Matt. So.
Oh, right back at you. And, we're gonna have some favorites back. We're going to have some new guests, and, I'm excited.
Yeah. And remember, when the season launches, there will be special episodes, there will be commentaries. And today, as a matter of fact, the reason we're even together in the first place is we are doing a 3-hour cocktail party/podcasting marathon where two lovely young men from a company called License to Drink, Craig and Eddie, have graciously come over with all the fixins. They're going to make Bond cocktails. We're going to serve it to any guest from season 2 of James Bonding that wants to come by.
It's going to be a revolving door situation, guys. We don't know who's going to stop by.
Yeah.
Think of it as the doors on Laugh-In.
That's right.
You know, someone's going to pop out, and maybe Nixon will be here.
Oh, I've got his bust.
You sure do.
And I've got Eisenhower's phone if we ever want to take a call. And Reagan's chair.
Oh, Reagan's chair. You have Reagan's chair?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was told after I bought it. Like, I bought it just as a kind of like
you liked the chair
on Craigslist.
And then someone's like, oh, by the way.
That's what they said.
Look, I don't know if you have the providence to back this up, but I'm interested.
I don't have anything to back it up, but I can
bucks.
Back up that phone.
12
I
bucks.
Got documentation.
$6. For $4.
Home. Sold.
Yes! That's how you negotiate, everybody.
That's right. And so this cocktail episode or episodes will be out in the premium paywall, and I can already tell you it will be worth it because you're going to get deep dive cocktail Bond knowledge, and also I will probably be a blithering idiot by the time this is said and done.
I can't even fathom what's going to happen. I don't really drink very often. I guess when I do, I'm in London.
Which we should say, we had a wonderful time in London.
It was so
the
great.
Audience in London
was amazing.
Was incredible. They allowed us to come into their country and tell them their business about their franchise.
And who was more British of two audience members, Andy and Fleming?
Well,
it was really something.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, you came back and I told you about it.
Yeah. It turns out someone named like Rupert Bosleydale or something.
Oh, it was really, nice it fella. Was very exciting. It was really fun. And it does. Actually, it is the kind of thing where I think that Matt and I could potentially go back.
Oh, I think it's in the stars. And that episode will be featured on Stitcher Premium as well. Yeah. So there is we're not just putting the shit content up there. You don't understand. You're not getting B-sides on there. You're going to get some good stuff.
Oh, totally.
It'll be
totally.
Worth your money.
Don't forget, the holidays are approaching. What a great gift. Stitcher Premium membership.
Right.
Come on.
That is a great idea.
Say your hubby is, or your lady, or your pal, or your partner in life is a big fan, and they're making you listen to this right now, and you're in the car, and you're like, oh my God, I have to listen to James Bonding again. But you know that they love it so much. You're like, oh, I should maybe get them a Christmas gift.
That's right.
You could. It's a membership to Stitcher Premium. Use the promo code Bonding or mm-hmm. Bond or James Bonding.
It's
we don't have the promo code.
Bonding. I'm not sure. We don't have it yet, so hold off on that.
The trail off is amazing.
But there's so much good content on there. Plus, there's some Super Ego Cinema episodes that are Bond-based. The point is, we're back. We're better than ever.
Truly. Yeah. And you know what? If you're a Stitcher Premium member, you could be involved in the vote to name my child. There's no vote, but it happens in April. That kid comes. We'll see. Oh,
this is so exciting.
We'll see
so this is going to happen
yes.
in the course of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we're probably going to record at the hospital, I think. Me and you standing over Dory while she's giving birth, I think. This is going to be a winner.
Oh, my God. I better start training.
So, everybody, don't forget, James Bonding
will return. Stay subscribed. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Subscribe. James Bonding Podcast.
Well, folks, it is National Coming Out Month. Let's just stretch it out to the whole month. What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should know about our podcast. I'm Dave Holmes.
I'm Matt McConkie.
We host Homophilia.
Right here at Earwolf.
Uh-huh. It's a queer comedy party where we grill queer celebrities on what they're loving and who they're loving.
We have in-depth, eye-opening, and hilarious conversations about everything from our guests' pop culture obsessions to their personal experiences with dating and sex and love.
Mm-hmm. You get to know a deeper, a more personal side of your favorite queer people, like John Lovett from Pod Save America,
yes.
Margaret Cho, Rhea Butcher, John Early.
John Early was here.
Trixie Mattel. I mean, we have had...
Those people were all guests on our show.
I know.
Are you kidding? Dan Savage was a guest on our show.
Dan freaking remember Savage. That? Do you remember when Brian Moylan told us the story? I mean, I'm not even going to get into the story right now. But listen, Brian Moylan tells a story that'll curl your damn hair. Episodes are released every single Friday just in time for your gay weekend.
Guys, listen and subscribe to Homophilia now on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen.